Shalom, today's daf yomi is Chulin daf Tzadi Dalet, Chulin 94, and starting on the bottom of Tzadi Gimel and Beis, 93b, there is a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, Shalech Adam Yarech Ove Kochavim, a person can send to an idolater a thigh, even though Gid Anasha Besocha, even though this Gid Anasha, which is the prohibited sinew of the animal, is going to be still within it, and we don't have to be concerned that the idolater is then going to go turn around and sell it to the Jew, because the place of the Gid Anasha is going to be recognizable, and the Jew will know to distinguish that if the Yarech was whole, then obviously, he will know that the Gid Anasha had not been removed. So the Gemara says, from the fact that it says he could sell him a Yarech, which is a complete Yarech, Shlema in, but if it's a whole one, you could sell it, but you can't sell the idolater a cut up thigh, which if he has not yet removed the Gid Anasha. And the reason is because we are going to have to be concerned that maybe if it's cut up, the idolater is assuming that the Gid Anasha has been removed. So the Gemara goes through different possibilities to understand what's the problem with selling a Gid Anasha, which is cut up already, to an idolater. And one of the suggestions that the Gemara gives, the Gemara then goes on a tangent in discussing what's the situation with why it's been cut up. The Gemara says, "V'baisema." One of the ways in which we can understand the problem here with why it's prohibited to sell to the idolater a thigh that is cut up, which the Gid Anasha has not been removed, is mishum de ganav leodate. Because in effect, what one is doing is a person is gonev the das, is stealing the mindset, or stealing, tricking the idolater. Because since he is giving to the idolater a cut up piece of thigh, the idolater assumes that this Jew has removed the Gid Anasha, and he's thinking that the Jew likes him so much that he's giving him a really good piece of meat, which is kosher according to the Jewish standards. And so therefore, he's saying he would send even something to me that he would have eaten himself. And so since this is really not the case, but the Jew has actually not removed the Gid Anasha from it, the idolater is giving, is basically appreciating more than the Jew has actually done for him. And so therefore, that's actually a prohibition, as it states, Shmuel taught, Aser lignov das abrios, v'afilu dato shel ovei kochavim. Not only is it prohibited to trick a person and to mislead somebody, not even tricking, really misleading a person who is a fellow Jew, but it's also prohibited to mislead an idolater. That is the position of Shmuel. And the Gemara and the commentaries discuss whether or not this is a rabbinic or even a biblical prohibition. And the Gemara says this idea that Shmuel taught was la b'feir shemar el mikolin, where this position of Shmuel that is prohibited to mislead an idolater is not only learned out from the explicit statement, but also from a general principle, because we have two incidents that the Gemara is going to refer to that Shmuel basically indicates you're not allowed to mislead an idolater. One incident is the Shmuel havikaavar b'mavra. The Shmuel was crossing the river in a ship, and he said to his attendant, Amrei l'shame, he says to his attendant, paisei l'mabure, go and give the payment to the captain of the ship. So the attendant of Shmuel went and gave him a payment, and Shmuel got very upset because the manner in which he paid him was actually misleading him. And the Gemara is going to say, what did this attendant do? My time ikbid. So why was Shmuel upset? So it says Abaye, because Tarnagolas Trefa Havi, that actually what Shmuel's attendant did was he gave the captain a non-kosher hen, and so V'yahave Nile B'mar D'Shluta, and so he gave, instead of giving him a kosher hen, he gave him a non-kosher hen. And so the person who was the captain of the ship, he doesn't care. What does he care if he's getting a non-kosher hen? He wasn't Jewish. He doesn't have to eat kosher. But he thought that Shmuel was giving him something which was worthy that he himself would have eaten. And so therefore, he was misled. And so therefore, this is going to be considered to be something that is misleading him. Just the level of effort that you've done, even though practically speaking, he's getting the same gift, Shmuel was upset at his attendant, and that would be the violation of you're not allowed to mislead the idolater. Alternative story is what Rava said, on Paka Amarela Shkuye, that Rava said that he told the attendant to give him a utensil
which has a revius, a quarter of a lug of undiluted wine, and v'ashkaye chamra maziga, but he gave him the wine that was actually diluted. And so in here too, he is misleading the captain of the ship, because he thought he was getting one level of wine, which is the undiluted wine, and so therefore Shmuel was upset. The Gemara then goes on and gives several ways in which a person is misleading somebody else, in which we have to be very careful not to mislead a person or create a wrong impression in their mind. So we're not going to be able to go through all of them, but some of them are just so powerful because we can really apply this to our own existence on every day and be very careful about not misleading a person. So Rabbi Meir says, Al yisariv adam l'chaver. A person has to be very careful not to invite his friend to come and dine with him when he knows his friend is not going to accept the invitation. Because since his friend, he knows his friend is not going to come to him, and he says, oh, come, but you know he's not coming, and so therefore it's a prohibition because you're misleading him. And so therefore you're causing him to actually owe a debt to you, because he's saying, oh, this guy was so nice to me, and as a result of this, this is disingenuous, because he really haven't done anything because he knew he wasn't going to come. So we have to be careful, like giving invitations to people who we know aren't going to come. Sometimes the Gemara is going to have the exception that if it is out of kavod, if you want to just give him honor, that's okay. Bishvil kodo would be permitted, but otherwise, you have to be exceedingly careful not to mislead somebody, because you might think, oh, there's no harm. Yes, there is a harm in giving somebody, in making somebody beholden to you when you really had no intent to actually give that as a gift.